Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es aber, ist Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, Baskol yoytzis mi har chayrev, a heavenly voice rings out from har chayrev, U'machrezes v'yameres, calls out and says, Oy lehem lebriyos, woe is to the people me'al boina shel Torah, who embarrass the Torah because they're not learning Torah the way they're supposed to. The Torah wants people to learn Torah. Shekol mi she'ena oisik b'Torah, because we find anyone who isn't occupied with learning Torah, nikra nazuf, he's called nazuf. Nazuf means someone who's like a kind of cheirim, he's like banned from people. It also means a lashon of to be yelled at. When it says by Yaakov Avinu that he yelled at Yosef, vayigra by aviv. So look at the Targum. The Targum says, v'nazaf be avuhi. His father was upset with him. He scolded him. Why are you telling your brothers these dreams? Zakta Mishnah Vayter. How do we know that someone who doesn't learn Torah is distorting everything? He ruins his reputation. He's mevaza the Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, nezem zohav ba'af chazir. Like a golden ring in the nose of a chazir. Isha Yafa, an Isha who is nice, but Visaras Tam. But she doesn't know how to think. She's like unreasonable. A Talmud Chacham, who doesn't fully put himself into learning, is compared to this. So what's the Nimshal? A gold ring? In a Chazar's nose? Yeah. You think the Chazar is going to treat that gold ring like something of value? No, he doesn't take care of it. He lets it become spoiled. A Talmud Chacham doesn't properly learn. So some people may think he's a Talmud Chacham. But if he isn't constantly learning, he loses his time. And then you get close to him, you hear what he says. It doesn't appeal to you. It doesn't have any of the brachas we discussed in the previous Mishnah. And people start staying away from that person. But a person who does occupy himself with learning Torah, the Omer, it says, V'haluchais maisei elekim heima. The Luchais Hashem made it. V'amichtav michtav elekimu. And the writing Hashem wrote. Charus al haluchais. Engraved upon the Luchais. These are the Luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us on Har Sinai. However, here comes the drasha. Al tikra charus. Don't read as it's written, charus, which means to engrave. Ela cheirus, rather, cheirus, which means freedom. Like many drashas, there's a kri and a ksiv. There's the way it's written, and you can also darshan it in different ways. The Torah makes you free. She'ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik b'talmud Torah. There's no free person except one who is oisik in studying Torah. V'chol misha oisik b'talmud Torah reza mesala. Anyone who is involved, who is oisik in learning Torah, he comes up. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, U'mimatana nachliel, from matana to nachliel, U'minechliel bamais, and from nachliel to bamais. A person goes from learning Torah, which is Hashem's gift, that's the matana, to nachliel, to being like the Yerusha of Hashem. And from there he's raised to great heights. Bamais means something which you put up to be high, something should be on top of it, like the bamais were called the private mizbechis that people used to make. So the word bamais is sometimes used to describe high up. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim explains it this way. No one gets away without going through challenges on this life. Everyone has their tzaras, their ups, their downs. No one has it easy. That's the whole point of life. You have to stand up to things that are difficult. Adam la'amal yulad. Someone who's makabal upon himself, the old Torah, so the difficulty that he has in his limited Torah, trying to understand, trying to wake up in the morning. If you're not willing to work hard in Torah, you'll have to work hard someplace else. You're not going to gain anything. Rav Palmschein of Rachi used to always say this story. I heard it from, I think, many times. A man once came to the Netziv. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin. And he said, my family doesn't respect me. They come into my house and feel like a fool. Rav Palm said, do you learn every night? On the street, I could be respected. I have money. I don't know if they respect him or they respect his money. But at home, no one takes me seriously. Then Netziv said to him, this is what I want you to do. I want you to hire a chavrusa, and he should come to your house and learn. You should let your family know every night from now on, from 8 to 9, learning with my chavrusa. Can't be interrupted then. When he first made the announcement, the family looked at him like, you? But the Chavrusa showed up. He took his old Gemara out of the Svarim Shak, the Shas Gemara that was hardly ever used, cracked the binding, opened it. And it became like somebody would come running in. You heard what happened today? Shh, Tati's learning. Tati, you stick out the horses and the wagon. I need to go. Oh, he's learning now. I'm sorry. And then they started talking to the father. Father, can I talk to you before learning or after learning? I need you to sign something. Is it before? Can you do before or after the learning? Tom, my friends are supposed to come over, but we're going to go downstairs so it doesn't disturb your learning. Suddenly he came back to the Netziv. He said, I'm a different person. I got my life back. We don't realize. If we start learning the freedom, the Simchas HaChaim that we would feel, many of us would get our lives back. Now, can I ask you something? Of course, you have no way of saying no, so. The Mishnah started out by saying, every day we hear a Baskel. Did you hear a Baskel today? Honestly, Rabbi Shulam ben Levi tells us, B'chol yayim v'yayim Baskel, yartez mehar chayim. So let me ask you a question. Did you, you listening, the one that's listening to this year, did you hear today a Baskel that said, Oilem lebriyas meal by nishal Torah? How could that be? I didn't hear a Baskel either. Does this mean I have to check my hearing? I mean, if Rabbi Shulam ben Levi says a Baskel comes out every day, it comes out every day. So let me explain it to you. If we were on the level, if we were at Tzaddik, we would taka hear it, the way it says in the Mishnah. But let me tell you how we hear it anyway. My father's Chalav Racha used to always share this with me, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov. Every day something happens in your life. It could be for a split second, and you think, maybe I should become better. I have to stop doing this. Or every day you look at someone else and say, oh, he davens good, maybe I should. It may happen for a split second. You may feel bad about something you did bad. That's the Basco. It just comes out different in each and every one of us. And depending how clear our ability to receive is, it registers differently. It comes out at the same time to the whole world. We all hear it at a certain moment. It could be for a split second. But rest assured, you hear that Basco every single day.